The Food and Drug Administration today announced new rules that will require businesses such as restaurants and theme parks to post calorie counts on their menus. The changes take effect a year from now. They've been praised by public health officials as a way to counter the country's obesity epidemic. Jason Bellini of the Wall Street Journal has been covering this story. Jason, what businesses in particular are affected by the rules?
Hi, Lisa. Well, it's going to be a lot of businesses. Now, the final labeling rules that have been issued by the FDA, they apply to movie theaters, amusement parks, convenience stores, and also those prepared foods that you buy, you know, at the grocery store. A lot of, you know, you get them at Kroger. Their salad bar applies there as well. And these are for grocery stores with at least 20 stores. Also, vending machine operators with at least 20 locations are going to be required to post calorie counts.
Okay. And food trucks excluded, ice cream trucks, like you didn't think that there was high calorie there anyway. Airline
and,
foods.
And those airlines, yes, you're exempt in the air to eat all the calories you want.
Okay. Now, the National Restaurant Association itself is backing these requirements. A little bit surprising. Why is that?
Well, it's interesting, and it sounds like they've been working with the FDA on this in the process of writing these regulations. And what they've said is, we believe – this is a statement from the National Restaurant Association – said, you know, we believe the Food and Drug Administration has positively addressed the areas of greatest concern with the proposed regulations. And so what those particular areas are, there are many, because there's a lot of really nitty-gritty details when you get down to how you count the calories, how you count portions, and all those kinds of things. And so that's one of the areas where, you know, the advocates and from the organizations have been working with the government.
And are there any concerns about liability issues? Say a restaurant says that its particular 12-ounce steak is a certain amount of calories, and it turns out not to be. Are restaurants worried about that?
Well, what we're talking about is the enforcement mechanism, and that part hasn't been fully worked out. And they've got a year before they have to be in compliance. But the FDA has experience in this, of course, because they've been regulating labeling on food products, on everything that you buy in the store for many years now. And they have a window for how many calories is considered accurate. But will there be penalties? Of course there will be. They've got to enforce this. But what those penalties will be and how they're – are they going to go around and pick a steak at random and test it out? Probably so. But that, again, is being worked out.
And how about the cost for restaurants and grocery stores to comply?
You know, it's hard to tally that. The grocery stores, movie theaters, a bunch of other businesses, they asked to be exempt from the calorie labeling. They said this is going to be just totally impractical for them. Grocery stores, for example, said that their prepared foods change so often, it's going to be pretty much impossible for them to test all of the items and to create specialized labels. So they said that this could result, like Kroger is saying, that this could result in job losses or higher grocery bills for customers.
How does that make sense, the job losses? What's the fear there?
That the Kroger says that during this process, during the comment process with the FDA, they said this could mean job losses at their stores, at Kroger stores, because of this labeling of specifically of these prepared food items. You know, those that's a big part of their business these days.
Final question for you, Jason. When a customer comes in and orders a particular product, expecting a certain amount of calorie counts, and then finds out that maybe it's 200, 300, 400 more calories than they first expected. Does it sound to you as if the restaurants themselves, the vendors, will then try to lower the calorie count to keep the customers and hang on to sales?
Well, they're coming up with the standards to do that. But, one of the things that we have seen is that these stores are that already have the calorie counts, they're putting new things on the menu that have fewer calories.
Exactly.
That's what's happened in New York.
Here's the psychology there. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.